Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So currently, Jefferson Parish, as of today, has 2,178 cases of COVID-19 positive cases in our parish with, unfortunately, 73 deaths. And certainly, our condolences goes out to those grieving families. The governor explained that this high rate of increase is, especially with the positive cases, is less a sign of exponential growth, but very indicative of a log jam of test results coming in. I want to remind everyone that our state, and that means our region, leads the country if you look at it on a per capita basis. Louisiana is third ranked per capita for positive cases in the country, and we're second ranked Louisiana per capita on the death rate. Again, if you look at the rates for the New Orleans, Jefferson Parish area, our rates are even higher than the Louisiana rates because we are considered a hot spot. So our rates are even at a greater rate than the Louisiana rankings. And before we move on, I want to say a big thank you to Lowe's. That was something that really energized us. Lowe's gave a very large donation to the hospitals, to Orleans Parish, to Jefferson Parish on PPE. I think this is just corporate responsibility at the highest form. They could have put that on the shelves. They could have sold it to the general public. But instead, they chose to donate it to the people whose jobs are out there potentially dealing with positive patients. So I just want to thank them so much. It was a very large donation of PPE, and I committed to them that I would certainly get it in the right hands. I also want to say, in looking at the statistics and looking at our death rates and why they're so high and why they're even higher than perhaps New York City, you have to understand we as a parish, Jefferson Parish, are an aging parish. Our demographic is for highly older citizens. In fact, 25% of our population is over the age of 60. You combine that demographic, a higher elderly population, with the fact that we know as a state, Louisiana, is one of the unhealthiest states. We have a lot of people who deal with the comorbidities, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the kidney problems. That is why I think you see the very large hospitalization rates and the higher than average death rates where we are here in the greater New Orleans area. I want to remind everyone that we continue to do testing at the Ilario Center site, 250 a day. There is some confusion out there that we are asking for insurance cards. We are not asking for insurance cards. You have to be a Louisiana citizen over 18 years of age and exhibiting symptoms. That is the only requirement. It has been noted that we are, especially that first weekend, some of the test results are really lagging. We have been after that every day trying to get those test results, especially for that first weekend. If you have not received your test results yet from the Ilario Center, please dial 504-658-2299. Again, the number is 504-658-2299 for your results. We want to also remind everyone, for those of you who are needing food distributions, to call 211 every day. They are letting people know where the food distributions are. Our council members are taking a real aggressive approach on this. They are working on a drive now to deliver even more food to people and to match that need with the food supply. So our council members are still working on that, and hopefully next week we'll be able to deliver even more food using their own staff and some volunteers who are willing to get involved in that. Of course, no contact, just picking up food, dropping it off at someone's doorstep. We want to make it as safe as possible. So I need to commend our council members for really taking that initiative. I also want to point everyone to a Keep Calm Through COVID number. We know this is stressful times. We know there's a lot of anxiety. And we encourage everyone to reach out to this mental health line 24/7, 1-866-310-7977. We're in communication with our hospitals, again, asking people to donate blood. Please donate blood. There are very safe ways that you can give blood. So please consider that. And please, I'm going to personally ask that you consider giving to your nonprofit of choice that you know is on the front line of fighting this disease in our community. Currently, my nonprofit of choice is Second Harvest Food Bank because I know they're in the midst of expanding. I see them at work. I see the volunteer effort. I see the Louisiana National Guard there. The federal government is helping them expand. So $5, $50, $500, whatever you can spare, really helps people get meals to the people who need it. I want to encourage everyone to stay in touch with us in Jefferson Parish, www.jeffparish.net. You can also text JP Alert to 888-777. We also have many social Instagram channels on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then, of course, for other COVID questions, I've also referenced this number a lot, to call 211. The state has recently started a site, coronavirus.la.gov, so please look at that site. And before I finish, I want to, again, thank so many people, especially our medical community, our medical providers. They are the front line, our first responders, our people who are in transit, our people who are at the prisons, all the people whose daily job it is to go to work, and who are really on the front line of this. I just want to thank you. We're still in the midst of this. One day soon, we're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But this is a life-changing thing, and you can always remember that you were part of helping to solve this and helping to keep that death rate down. So with that, I want to call up next. I want to invite Dr. Joseph Cantor up to speak. And then I'm going to ask Dr. Jerry Satanovich. He has some updates from a governor's proclamation the next day. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. Good afternoon to everyone. President Li Sheng has been very clear throughout this that it's going to get worse before it gets better, and that's exactly where we are now. So today you saw the largest increase in cases that we've had statewide, and that's on the shoulders of another big day of increases yesterday. I do want to give a little bit of a word of caution. You know, if you'll notice, the case count didn't go up as high over the weekend, and then it went shot up. You know, a lot of the cases that come in now are swabs that were done perhaps 4, 5, 6, 7 days ago. And so it's difficult to put a lot of stock in how much the cases change day by day. It's more important for us to be looking at trends. But there should be no doubt about this. The trends are continuing, unfortunately, along the projections that we've been running, which is capacity is very close to nearing 100% in the hospitals. And our ventilators, and that makes us all very concerned. So to mention a few of the challenges that we're facing now, first is the turnaround time on the tests. What has been happening in the commercial labs, LabCorp and Quest, we feel is completely unacceptable to have a turnaround time of 7 or 8 days in this situation. And that's been well communicated, but I think it's worth saying here as well. Giving us concern also is the supply of ventilators and PPE. The governor's been very clear that we're looking at very hard dates of when we anticipate both of those to be at max supply. With PPE, we do have shipments that come in to the warehouse in Baton Rouge from the federal stockpile, and those shipments typically get turned around and emptied by the next morning. So I think that's why donations like Lowe's, as was mentioned by the president, are so important. And it's also important for private folks not to be hoarding these type of PPE supplies. For hospital capacity, we're closely approaching the date when acute care beds will be at their max in this region. And that's why you see individual hospitals working so hard to expand how many patients they can care for in their four walls. And that's why you see this massive undertaking in the Montreal Convention Center to provide a space to offload some of the less acute patients in the hospital. And that is a regional asset. So there will be plenty of patients from Jefferson Parish who will make use of that space. And it'll be staffed by a combination of healthcare workers brought in from outside the region on contract and local healthcare workers volunteering their time towards that. If you go around town the past few days, you kind of get the sense that people are outside of their house a little bit more than they were last week. And I wanted to address that. It's not good. And it's not what we need to be doing right now. If you look around at the sacrifices that we're making, we're asking other people to make. And for example, we are asking families not to be at their loved one's side if they're in a hospital right now, because we don't want visitors to introduce the virus. We're asking families who are mourning the loss of a loved one to not have the type of funeral and send-off that they would normally want for their loved one. We're asking restaurateurs and other folks to close their business. These are incredibly large sacrifices we're asking people to make, and that should be a message to everyone else that we're still deep in this, and now is not the time to let up. I want to say that one more time. We are not even halfway through this, and if anyone has any doubt if it's okay to ease up on the social distancing, it's not. We need to stop the spread, and we need to continue staying at home. And then to just reiterate one more item that President Liu Shang mentioned, I cannot tell you how heroic our healthcare workers have been in this, the folks that are working in hospitals, and this goes for techs, for therapists, for nurses, for docs, for janitorial staff, administrators, everyone. I spent some time in a local hospital last night, and people are doing incredibly heroic work, and if there's any way to show folks love, that you know that work in a hospital, drop a meal off on their porch, donate some food to a hospital, it goes a long way right now, because these are the folks who are going to be saving lives as we go through this. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Jerry Satanovich. I'm the Jefferson Parish Coroner. During this time, in addition to the normal death rate in Jefferson Parish, we've had, as of right now, this afternoon, about 80 deaths from coronavirus. And my heart goes out to all the families and the victims of this. That said, there are several reasons that have made it where the body storage capacity at funeral homes and hospitals and the coroner's offices are overwhelmed. To the point where, in Jefferson Parish, we've had to procure a refrigerated storage unit to assist us with the holding bodies. A lot of families are having difficulty in making decisions, as Dr. Cantor said, because of, wanting to do what they would consider proper burial. I will mention that yesterday, Governor Edwards issued a proclamation that directly addresses coroners and funeral homes and what's going on here. He has two main parts. Number one, he's requesting that all burials be done within 3 days. And number two is they're limiting the number of people attending, whether it's an indoor service or a graveside service, to 10 people. Thank you.
Thank you, and I appreciate that from both of doctors. And I did want to reiterate what Dr. Cantor was saying. I believe that the weather is beautiful, that people are getting kind of cabin fever, and we're a people who like to communicate with one another, and we're a people who like to celebrate life with one another. And so there are a lot of creative ways that churches and schools are wanting to get out and meet one another, and they're calling and they're asking us if they can do it. And the answer is no. You know, we still need to be staying at home. Any drive-through kind of activity, it's going to be hard for you to keep your window raised up when somebody's right on the outside of your car looking to talk to you. You're going to roll down the window. They're going to lean down. They're going to talk to you. There's going to be a close exchange. We don't need the people calling to complain about that. That is not where we want to put our public resources on that. It's going to make the sheriff's office have to manage it. It's going to make our staff have to manage it. So I know it's gorgeous outside. You know, please go out just with your family member. I see couples out, but no organized activity, and we're asking everyone to cooperate with us on that. With that, I would like to invite Sheriff Joe LaPinto up, please.
Thank you, Madam President. Many of y'all have been asking how the effects of the sheriff's office has been going with the COVID-19 outbreak. Given an update on that, we have approximately 80 of our deputies that we have been tracking over the past 2 weeks. When I say deputies, that could be any of our employees, our civil employees, correctional employees, and operations. Out of the 80, approximately half of them have tested positive for COVID-19, have several tests that are pending, probably about 20 are pending, and 20 that actually came back negative, but had additional symptoms that kept them out sick. Good news is we have some of our deputies that are actually back at work, have had negative symptoms for a period of over 3 days, have recovered from the virus itself, and have returned back to work. But on the opposite side, we have 5 that are hospitalized, 2 in very serious condition at our hospital, and our prayers continue to be with them. The sheriff's office is still handling calls for service. Obviously, medical calls are up greatly right now in this time of need, but they're really stepping up to the call. I'd be remiss without thanking them, our operations staff, our 4 districts that are out there working. Our correctional staff is still at the correctional center handling their day-to-day opportunities in 911 that have to work during these difficult times and take care of this. You know, this is a medical event, not necessarily a law enforcement event, but I want people to understand the ramifications that happen with this. You know, we've seen the post on social media talking about, you know, how many deaths we have worldwide, how many automobile accidents we have worldwide of different diseases and how this compares. And we don't have that many cases here, so why does it really affect us? Well, it doesn't affect you until you have somebody that's close that's actually really affected with it. And I put it in perspective from a law enforcement perspective. In 2019, just last year, we had 60 fatal automobile accidents in Jefferson Parish. 60. Yes, it was 300 and something fatalities worldwide, and we have a lot lesser number. But we had 60 just in Jefferson Parish fatal automobile accidents. Most people don't think about that because they didn't know someone that was a member of those 60 people. We had 73 deaths in the last 2 weeks in Jefferson Parish. When you put that into perspective, you understand how serious this is. You know, this can happen very quickly. Our deputies are going out to handle a lot more deaths during the day because people are losing loved ones. They are not able to go visit their family members that are in the hospital. We're asking people to stay inside for a reason. Hopefully, this never affects anybody in your family. Hopefully, it never affects a person that's closer to you. But we have people every single day that are really affected about this, not only with our JPSO family, but our Jefferson Parish family. If you can heed the warnings, we can't stop everybody from being outside, but we understand what the purpose is, and it's time for all of us to be together. Stay inside. Let's get past this together. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Next up, I'm going to ask Mr. Todd Murphy from the Jefferson Parish Chamber to discuss the big stimulus package that was passed. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. Todd Murphy with the Jefferson Chamber, and I'm here today to also represent my partner, Jerry Bologna at JETCO, Tim Coulon with the Jefferson Business Council. All of our employees are working from home and working remotely, and I can tell you that our emails are blown up and our phones are ringing off the hook. People are very thirsty for information. As our community is sickened by this virus, literally, so is our economy, and we're working very diligently with the people behind me, our local officials, our state officials, and especially our federal officials, to get this money down into the local communities. You're very, I'm sure, very familiar by now of the CARES Act that was passed. That's put a lot of money, or will put a lot of money into small businesses. It's not a perfect bill, but it is something that is going to offer tremendous stimulus to get people back to work. The federal officials, the SBA, Small Business Administration, is working with the banks right now. There's been a couple hiccups, but we think that that this is going to be worked out quickly, and it'll get money back into companies to hire people, to get the lights on, to get the rent paid. So my message to business owners is that if you have a business and you're contemplating, should I lay people off, what should I do, please contact us at jeffersonchamber.org. You can go to jetco.org. We're also working with our regional partners at Geno Inc., trying to get this information out. Contact your CPA. Talk to your attorneys. There are ways to do this that can get you back up and running as your business should be and get you back to prosperity. We're also proud to announce that yesterday the governor's office came out with a plan for companies of 10 employees or less, and you can apply for loans there as well at the State Department of Economic Development. That's led.la.gov. And they've got $100,000 loans. All of these loans are at very small interest rates. The CARES Act has a Payroll Protection Act that if you use that money, and there's certain stipulations under it, but if you use it to hire people for your payroll, for your rent, for your utilities and insurance payments, it's a forgivable loan. So I just urge business owners, please research this information, take advantage of it so that we can keep people at work and get people back to work as soon as possible. But go ahead and get ahead of this now, apply for those loans, so that when we're able to go back, we can go back. If you're an employer and you're looking to hire people, you can post that at worknola.com. And if you're somebody that's looking for work and you're currently unemployed, the CARES Act is going to take care of you there, first of all. But when it's time to go back to work, look at worknola.com. There's a lot of jobs, local jobs, posted there now where people are looking for people to go to work as soon as we're able to come back outside. So I would just thank you and ask everyone to please be patient, and let's start working behind the scenes of just how we're going to bring our economy back when this is all over. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.